Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williamson, this is Swimming Black Pride. This is our week one review, week two preview, and if week two is anything like week one, I'm already discombobulated. We're in for it, because that was one hell of a football game last night. Unbelievable. You know, I've come to expect it from those Las Vegas Raiders. They're just an incredible, just an incredibly entertaining watch, right? I just killed a spider on my wall. How about that? Didn't skip a beat. It's a pretty big one, too. I haven't seen a spider in here in a long time. Anyways, this team is just so entertaining. I don't know if it's good. I think it's better than good than average. Hey, look it. Wasn't perfect last night, 33-27. But they made clutch plays. We'll talk about that a little bit more. What sticks out right now to me is that this is going to be a lot like last year. Last year was incredible. So many incredible finishes. Some went the good way, some went the bad way. This could have went the bad way easily. And narratives changed like crazy on these, whether they're wins or losses. And that's just the way it is. Look it. And this is not to be negative. This is just to talk about what's going on in the game. Had there been a few less seconds left on that clock and Justin Tucker wins it at the buzzer, it's miserable in Las Vegas right now. People are complaining about the receivers. People are complaining about the defense giving it up at the end. People are complaining about the fans not loud enough, and there's too many Ravens fans in that stadium. The injury concerns are huge. Those injury concerns are big right now anyways, but it's just a little better. Let's not worry about the other team's fans right now. Let's not worry about the defense giving up late in the fourth quarter. Let's not worry about most of the receivers being non-existent for most of the game, because it all worked out. There was 37 seconds left. Bryan Edwards did make two big plays in regulation and in overtime. Henry Ruggs made a play in overtime. Renfro was good all day, most of it. Zay Jones, winning touchdown. That would have never happened. You know what I mean? So the narrative, the margin's so thin. And again, that's not negative. It's just the way it is. And they did have that opportunity. They gave themselves that opportunity, and they took advantage of it. And maybe this is just going to be one of those seasons where it all is going to fall their way. I don't know. Last year, it came back and forth, and it was just chaos. And right now, I think this year is going to be chaos. And if it's good chaos, it's good chaos. If it's bad chaos, we'll just deal with it. But right now, you're 1-0. You beat a team that you might have to deal with in the playoff push. So I say enjoy it and not worry about things too much. Denzel Good is hurt. He is out for the year, according to ESPN, and Gruden said shortly before that report came out that was a possibility. Yannick Ngakoue is possibly hurting. I'm taping this at 3:20 or so on Tuesday, so there may be news once between the time that this is recorded and you hear this. But Gruden said Ngakoue could be out a while. Jared McCoy could be out a while. The way I was reading through the tea leaves, he even said, Gruden, and he said all these guys are going to be examined, but he did say, we're going to miss McCoy. That sounds like he's going to be out. He was carted. He missed all last year. You know, look it. He was a guy that they brought in for depth to help the defensive line. He played good in the preseason, but still, he's an older guy, and what do you can't necessarily count on that. They're okay there. If Ngakoue misses big time, they'll miss that for sure. kind of downplayed Cleveland Farrell, but the honest truth is Cleveland Farrell was a healthy scratch. Yeah, he had some back issues, but he practiced all last week, and he wasn't on the injury report. So he was a healthy scratch. If Ngakoue can't play this week, and, you know, even if it's a fairly serious hamstring injury, he could miss some weeks. So Farrell's going to get a chance. Max was a superstar yesterday. Looked fantastic. Nesbitt looked really good. He helped win the game with the strip, of course. So, you know, maybe they're going to be okay there. But you'll certainly miss Ngakoue. Marcus Mariota had that big 31-yard run in the first drive. He gets hurt his quad. This guy deals with a lot of injuries. Maybe he's out a while. If that's the case, Peterman's your backup. And you know, the Marcus Mariota packages is on hold. So that would hurt. But yeah, the Raiders played clutch football. They made the plays when they needed to. And the defense showed that turnovers can be your friend. Defense wasn't perfect. However, they had 3 sacks. Constant pressure. They had 2 turnovers of the quarterback on pressures. Scored 14 points off of those. That's what happened to them in the past. They didn't turn the ball over. Well, one time in overtime, Carr was close. You know, Carr, the offense didn't play all summer in the preseason. I think it really showed. And it showed with the Ravens, too. Week 1's an odd week. Things settle down as the season goes. But Carr settled down quickly in the second half. But he was shaky at first, but they got it done. And hey, if you're going to get constant pressure and 2 turnovers, you're going to win a lot of games on defense. And the defense helped him. Like I said, Max was Monday night. He showed the NFL world what he is. Bryan Edwards talked about his opportunity and he shined. But still, let's see it for the whole game. You know, it's weird. I mean, the Raiders were locked in on Waller, and the Ravens were locked in on Waller, and the Raiders kept on going to him 19 times. But, you know, late in the game, the young guys showed up. Let's see. Ruggs had a big catch. But all in all, Ruggs was what he was last year, and that's a little frightening. He didn't compete for that one ball. He's going to make big plays, but is he going to be a constant threat? Let's see. Offensive line needs to do some work, especially with the injury to Good. So here's the deal. If Rincognito is back soon, John Simpson, who played there, will slide and be the left tackle for the rest of the year. If not, this week, Simpson will be in the left for Rincognito and Jermaine Illeminur. You know me in names. I think I nailed that one. I'm not going to try again. I'll just call him Jermaine again for the rest of the day. John Gruden liked what he saw from him. He'll play, at right guard for Good this week if Incognito is out at left guard. I've been saying all offseason, and the Raiders felt that way too, there's not much room for error on the offensive line as far as injury goes. Andre James had a tough night. Alex Leatherwood had some moments where it weren't so good. They struggled in run protection, run blocking. Pass pro was better. But, you know, it's a work in progress. It's a work in progress. But, hey, it's a win, and you clean up all the crap a lot more happier when you after a win, right? And we'll see how the run game goes. I think this offense has a chance to be dynamic. And the defense you can win with that defense giving up 27 points if the offense does what it can, and I think it will. Again, defensively, keys, pressure, and turnovers. Perriman over Nick was Kwiatkowski was a little surprising. KJ Wright made a big play on fourth down. That helped win the game. You know, all these plays helped win the game. I thought Phylon, who I thought he had a good game. That's why I'm not as worried about the Gerald McCoy thing if he's out, because Phylon did pretty well. You know, Littleton quietly had 10 tackles. He had a nice day. Abram did pretty well. If he can really turn it on, that'd be good. Damon Arnett, what I've been saying about Damon Arnett. Let's see. They've been saying all these right things about him, but let's see it in the regular season. He played one snap defensively. So guys like Arnett and Farrell and Ruggs still have to come on. But, again, it's not going to be perfect right away. It's not. Kenyon Drake did some nice things. I thought it was a good win. Because you know what? It's a win and they're all good. And they had to win because the AFC West is 4-0 for the first time since 2002. You know, I didn't like that Malcolm Kuntz was inactive. I want my third round pick to be ready to play. And there's no injuries on him. But again, it's all work in progress. It's all early. Let's finish off this show with some little Steeler talk. The Steelers are just as interesting than the Raiders in week one. The Raiders are down 14-0 at home, underdog. Steelers on the road, underdog to a really good Buffalo team. Down 10-0 at halftime. Offense was the craps. And they turned it on. They turned it on in the second half. Big Ben hit his receiver. Big Ben looked slow, and he looked cooked for a lot of the games. But he made plays when he needed to. Najee Harris, the rookie from Alabama, played all 58 snaps. Expect him to play a lot. The deal in Pittsburgh is the defense. T.J. Watt and company, Minka Fitzpatrick, they're going to come after you. So the Raiders' offensive line has to play well. They have to protect Carr. They have to run the ball. More than Waller has to show up in the first 59 minutes of the game. You know? Well, go steal this game. Go start 2-0 against two good AFC North opponents. That will go a long way. They're in good shape right now, Raven. It's a promising start. Is it again perfect? No, but it's not perfect anywhere. It wasn't perfect in Kansas City. It wasn't perfect in Denver by any means. It wasn't perfect with the Chargers. But they're all 1-0, and it's a good start, and it's going to be a good division. And it's a good day. You should be happy. You know, the Raiders won. They put on a hell of a show. The whole country's talking about what they saw last night, and that's your team. What do I say? There's only 17 of these now, so you got to enjoy it. We talk about this crap for 365. Enjoy the victories. They're special. So there you go. It was fine line between win and loss. You won. You're happy. Baltimore Raven fans are miserable. So soak it up this week. Take it easy. I'm Bill. You're you. This is Silver and Black Pride. Check out our site. We have tons of stuff. BD Williams, Matt Holder, Marcus Johnson. All studs. Thanks for being with us. This is Bill Williamson. Take it easy. Be safe. Talk to you next week.